The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Emanating from www.michaelnimmons.org, it's the Thinking Out Loud radio show, giving voice to issues that matter to you.
This is Michael Eric Dyson.
I'm Kevin Merida, Senior Vice President of ESPN.
Hi, everyone. This is Roxy Roll from Western Air Bahamas.
I'm Monica Morgan, international photojournalist and motivational speaker.
Hello there, I'm meteorologist Denise Isaac from WXYZ Channel 7.
Hey, this is Maurice Griffin from BET Sunday's Best.
I'm Lauren Winfrey, TV news reporter for today's TMJ4 in Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
This is Dr. Eddie Connor, and you're listening to the Thinking Out Loud show with my main man, Michael Nimmons. Grew up listening and singing If I Could Be Like Mike, and I really do, so I had to listen to how he brings it, how he flows with it, how he engages you, how he speaks truth to power and inspires you to do something greater than ever before. Don't you dare miss it. Continue to listen. Think out loud, speak out loud with Michael Nimmons.
You're listening to, and you're listening to the Thinking Out Loud radio show.
Thinking Out Loud radio show.
One of the best radio shows that I've ever been on.
And in Detroit, I can't go without Thinking Out Loud with my boy, Michael Nimmons.
Featuring author, motivational speaker, and minister, Michael Nimmons. Miss the show where we talk mental health and bullying with licensed counselor Dr. Hakeem Lumumba.
Dr. Lumumba, I want to know, do you treat young people as well as adults, or you just treat adults exclusively?
Catch it on Apple iTunes, Google Play Music, TuneIn, iHeartRadio, and Spotify.
I am treating adolescents, and that's between the ages of 13 to 18, as well as adults, 18 years and older. And with the adolescents that I'm treating, most of them are being treated because of their use of marijuana. It's almost an epidemic. They're using marijuana to cope with the stress in their life. And so they're saying, in order for me to cope with my environmental stress, I need marijuana.
You're tuned in to the Thinking Out Loud radio show. Keep it locked, keep it locked, keep it locked.
Hello and welcome to another edition of the Thinking Out Loud radio show. And you guessed it, I'm your host, author, motivational speaker, and minister, Michael Nimmons. And you're tuned in to the show. It's giving voice issues that matter to you. And we are so very happy that you have tuned in to this very special edition of the Thinking Out Loud radio show. We got a lot of things to talk about, a lot of things on the table to discuss on today. We're going to be remembering Aretha Franklin throughout the show. We've got some surprises in store for you, in addition to talking with my good friend from the Detroit Youth Choir, Mr. Anthony White, who is the artistic director. But even before we get into that, because today, Tuesday, August the 21st, Tuesday, August the 21st at 8 o'clock p.m. Many of you have already heard that, you know, the breaking news on CNN that the president's two closest confidants, Michael Cohen, his personal attorney, and Paul Manafort, his former chairperson for his 2016 presidential campaign, have both been convicted. They are convicted felons. That is correct. That is correct. Don't have time to get into it in this show, but I guarantee you we will be talking about it possibly, quite possibly, in our next show. But the walls are closing in on Mr. Donald Trump, and I've been telling you that the walls are closing in, the dominoes are falling, and this is really close, people. Just listening to CNN as I was driving in from work, and hearing them talk about the implications. Michael Cohen surrendered and pled guilty to 8 counts of campaign fraud. Yes, and in his confession, he implicated the President of the United States. That is correct. So, my friends, the dominoes are falling. And Mr. Trump, you know, it is getting the hour is late and the clock of destiny is ticking out, in the words of Dr. King. So we plan to talk about this in greater detail, probably possibly, in our next show. Working on a few things, so we will definitely be talking more about politics in our next show. But this show, we're going to be talking about the Queen of Soul, Aretha Franklin, as well as the Detroit Youth Choir. Just starting off talking about the Queen of Soul, the incomparable, incredible Aretha Franklin. Of course, you know she passed on this past Thursday, August the 16th, and of course the city and the entire world are mourning her passing. The entire country definitely is mourning her passing, and the world. Celebrations have been going on just about everywhere. There's been tributes, and there will continue to be tributes that are dedicated to her all the way up to her funeral next Friday, August the 31st at 10 p.m. at Greater Grace Temple in Detroit, Michigan. It's my understanding that there will be 3 viewings beginning next Tuesday, August the 28th through the 29th at Charles Wright Museum. She'll be there lying in repose from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. each day, and the public will be able to view her remains. And then on August 30th, she will be moved to the New Bethel Baptist Church, and there she will be from 12 noon to 4 p.m., where she'll be laying in state at the historic New Bethel Baptist Church, where the late C.L. Franklin was the pastor, her father. So she'll be there from 12 to 4 and will be open to the public to view her remains. And it was also reported that Reverend Jasper Williams, Pastor Emeritus of the Salem Baptist Church in Atlanta, Georgia, will be the eulogist for Aretha Franklin's funeral. Reverend Williams was asked by the Queen of Soul before she passed to eulogize her, as he was also the one to eulogize her iconic father, the Reverend C.L. Franklin, during his funeral. Thought we'd just give you a few updates about some of the arrangements that are being reported on the Queen of Soul's final arrangements by certain by various media outlets. Plans are coming out just about every day, and I'm sure there will be more details coming out the closer that we get to next week. There are also plans, I hear, to have a concert next week as well to commemorate the life and the music of the Queen of Soul. The venue and the artists have yet to be announced. Again, however, I'm sure the closer we get to to next week, the more details will be coming out. So our recommendation again is to always stay tuned to the local media. Also, we want to give a shout out to Garland Gilchrist, who was recently added to the Whitmore, Gretchen Whitmore ticket as candidate for lieutenant governor. I think he is a great addition to this Democratic ticket. Young man with a great deal of experience working in the tech field and with social media. He's an African-American male, energetic, enthusiastic about and passionate about the city of Detroit, and not just the city of Detroit, but the state of Michigan. So, if you recall, we also interviewed him on our show last fall when he was running for Detroit City Clerk. That's right. And I think he will be, he's an excellent addition to this ticket. Young blood, definitely can, I believe, attract young voters for this at this coming November. So you can check out that interview if you missed it on any of the podcasting networks, on iTunes, Google Play, TuneIn, iHeart, and Spotify, Radio Public, Spreaker, all the major podcasting networks that carry our show. You'll be able to listen to that to that interview. But we highly recommend you check out the interview. It's always good to learn more about those that are running for different positions, and it was a great interview. He was very transparent and about his experience, and really one of my great interviews that we've had in the over 50-something shows. This is our 56th show, believe it or not. 56 shows that we have done here on Blog Talk Radio. Actually, it might be a little bit more than that since we've added the Wednesday shows. Wednesdays at 8 a.m. So, again, you can listen to us on Tuesdays at 8 p.m., but also catch us again on Wednesday mornings at 8 a.m. So if you missed this show, you can always hear it again Wednesdays at 8 a.m. And, of course, you can always listen to us again on Fridays at 8 p.m. on WDPR 102.4. And you can stream the show there at www.wdpr1024.com. And I want to say a hello to our WDPR 102.4 family. Thank you so much for listening to us week in and week out. And to my good friend, Pastor Thomas Brockenberry, hope you're doing well, my brother. And again, thank you for airing our shows on your station. We truly appreciate the Kingdom Connection. And finally, we've gotten back into blogging again. Yes, we have. That's right. We've just posted a new blog on our website, www.michaelnemons.com, that you can check out. We've posted a link on our fan page, facebook.com/thinkingoutloudradioshow. And this blog post is entitled "The Power of the Presidency." Yes, the power of the presidency. And if we talk about some of the nuances of the presidency that this president, Trump, just has not been able to grasp. One of which is how to communicate in a presidential fashion when speaking in the public rather than sounding like a crime boss. I guess you are what you are, huh? And we contend that Trump doesn't know how to communicate as president because he still doesn't know what it means to be president. We talk about that quite a bit in our blog post. So I would love for you to check out our website, michaelnemons.com, and click the TOL Radio Show menu link. And then from there, the drop-down menu, select Thinking Out Loud Blog. And there you'll be able to read our newest blog entitled The Power of the Presidency. Be sure to leave your comments depending on where and how you access the blog, you can leave them in the comment section of the post that has the link to the blog, or you can leave it right in the blog post itself. We want to hear from you. Feel free to share it on your Facebook page as well, so we can get feedback from your friends and followers as well. I want to hear from you. I'm going to be trying to put some blog posts out there maybe once every other week. So we'll see how it goes. But I really want to get back to writing again, blogging again, and help us stay on that by commenting and posting, and the more interaction, the more engaged we will be with the blog posts as well. So help us out with that. I know you will. In this week's edition, as we said, we're going to be talking to my good friend, artistic director of the Detroit Youth Choir, Mr. Anthony White, great friend of ours. We go back a long ways. Glad to have him on the show with us on tonight, talking about some of the things that the Detroit Youth Choir has done and some of the things that they have coming up. They have some auditions that are going to be coming up actually this weekend. So you've got to tune in to the interview to see how you can be a part of the Detroit Youth Choir. This is a great organization for young people. They're very talented, very energetic, enthusiastic. This is the same choir that we were talking about going to America's Got Talent in Cincinnati last year, and really trying to help promote and send them there. So Anthony's going to be back on to talk about that experience with America's Got Talent. So again, this is an interview that you don't want to miss. Always remember to follow us on all of our social media accounts, at Twitter at TOL Radio Show, on Instagram at VTOL Radio Show, and on our Facebook fan page at facebook.com/thinkingoutloudradioshow. Be sure to stop by there. We've got some great things on that on our fan page for you to check out, pictures, video, and other stuff that you can comment and make posts on. If you have some things you want us to check out, you can post them there on our Facebook fan page as well. And always go by michaelnimmons.com. We have updated our site, changed it from a .org to a .com. Going to have some great things coming up down the pike with our website. So really be sure to check back with our website, michaelnimmons.com.
What you thinking about? 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 What you thinking about?
In this edition of the Thinking Out Loud Radio Show's What Are You Thinking About segment, we're dedicating it to the Queen of Soul, Aretha Franklin. As you know, she passed on this past Thursday, August the 16th. And we have a very special person on the line, not just on the show, but a very special person to me on the line. She has a very unique experience with the Queen of Soul that I wanted her to share with you on tonight. So I want to introduce my better half, my beautiful wife, Miss Tiffany Nimmons, and she's going to share with you an experience she had with the Queen of Soul. How you doing, Tiff?
I am well, and yourself?
Doing fine, and thanks for asking. So tell us about your experience back in high school with the Queen of Soul, Miss Aretha Franklin.
Yes. First and foremost, I want to give my deepest regards to the family, loved ones, and anyone that was connected to her. I know this is not an easy time, and my prayers go out to each and every one of you. My story is, well, It happened around maybe 20 years ago when I was in high school and went to McKenzie High School back in maybe 1998. And when this happened at the end of my junior year in high school, there was a Red Cross convention at the school on this particular day. It was a lot of people there as far as, well, the media there. It was Aretha Franklin that was there. It was Elizabeth Dole and a few others. And it was kind of a big deal that day. And during this program, our choir had to perform a few selections. And I had to do the solo. And I believe the first song I sang was the national anthem. And then the second song I sang was Don't You Let Nobody Turn You Around. So after I finished singing, Aretha Franklin, and you know, they were all sitting off to the side. So Aretha Franklin motioned to me to come see her. And I went over there to her, and she whispered in my ear. And what she whispered was, I would like to see you after the program, backstage. And so that was the biggest buzz. Everyone was saying, oh my God, what did she say to you? Because the media was there, the news stations, reporters. They said, what did she say to you? So after this program, she actually met with me behind the school by her limo, and we exchanged information. And she told me that I had a beautiful voice and that she wanted, was I interested in recording? And so actually, you know, we actually met for dinner shortly after that, maybe a day or so after that. She called me the next day and we set up a time to meet. And we met at the Golden Mushroom in Southfield, Michigan. It's no longer there. And it was, I believe it was me, myself. It was Aretha Franklin, my mother, and the attorney. And we had dinner there. And I never forget that, you know, Aretha has, to me, she had one of the biggest chests in the world. So she put her napkin in her shirt, tucked it in her shirt, and that because she said a lot of her food would spill there. And so I just remember that. And that, it just was funny to me at the time. But we talked about a lot, and she's a very nice person. We talked about a lot, but she's very sure about things that she likes and things that she wants to do. From that point on, we didn't see each other after that, and it was a lot of negotiations going on. But I would like to say I was very honored by that experience. And and at the time I didn't think too much of it, and it was all over the news. It was a big deal, and it was just crazy how everything went about. I was just all over the papers, all the newspapers, and I also actually had a scholarship to enter like an arts camp that year, and they actually did an article on me then as well. For what happened to me with Aretha Franklin. So I just count it an honor and a privilege to be able to be in her presence during that time and be able to have that experience. And I think that's something, I know that's something that I would never forget. And I'm just completely honored.
That sounds like a tremendous opportunity to have intimate experience with the Queen of Soul, Miss Aretha Franklin. Was that the only time that you had a chance to talk with her at dinner, or was there any other subsequent times that you met with her after that dinner?
That was the only time that I met with Aretha personally. And we never got a chance to connect again. And I really, it would have been a wonderful thing. But I just think things happen for a reason and we just never know why. But I just count it an honor and it was just a blessing. And I just say that.
And, you know, as we get ready to wrap, this interview, because again, this sounds like a tremendous opportunity and experience that you were able to have with the Queen of Soul, Miss Aretha Franklin. I want to know from you, if you had an opportunity to talk to her today, what would you say to her? What would be your thoughts, and what would you want to say to the Queen of Soul?
You know, I never really thought about that. But if I had a chance to meet her and to see her again, I would want to talk to her, and I want to hear her story. I would love to get the wisdom from her, everything that she experienced. I would just love to hear her story, the personal side, though, just pull whatever I could from her. And I think that would be most important. What I would that I would want to get from her is her wisdom and things that she experienced on a personal level throughout her music career, and some things that she could share with me to help me along the way.
Wow, what a tremendous experience. And we just want to thank you, Tiff, for being on the show with us on tonight and sharing it with us. I know it is a memory that you will never, ever, ever forget, especially with all of the tributes that are being paid and the things that are being done now leading up into her final services on August 31st. So we just appreciate you being with us on the show tonight to share your unique experience you had with the Queen of Soul, Miss Aretha Franklin. God bless you, and thank you so very, very much.
God bless you.
When we come back, we're going to be talking with the artistic director for the Detroit Youth Choir, Mr. Anthony White, and he's also going to be sharing with us a tribute the Detroit Youth Choir paid to the Queen of Soul, Miss Aretha Franklin. You don't want to go anywhere. You're tuned in to the Thinking Out Loud radio show. We'll be right back.
Stay tuned for more motivation, more inspiration, and more empowerment on the Thinking Out Loud radio show. Keep it locked.
My name is Maya, and you're listening to the Thinking Out Loud radio show with radio show host and my daddy, Michael Nimmons.
You better listen to that little girl.
Got the munchies? Call
Munchies!
If you worked all day, need a break? Call
Munchies!
Having a party for the big game? Call
Munchies!
If you want some off-water pizza and wings? Call
Munchies!
Call 248-476-7272, located at 34527 Grand River in Farmington.
When you have the munchies, call Munchies!
It's their birthday, they need a gift for that special someone, then call KCN Designs and sit back and smile. KCN Designs specializes in custom-made all-occasion baskets that are sure to make that special someone smile. Call KCN Designs today at 248-820-3691. That's 248-820-3691 and order your custom basket today. Looking for a professional tax and bookkeeping service? Then look no further than Consumer Tax Connect. This is a full-service preparation and bookkeeping service that prides itself on great customer service, professionalism, and getting results. Have tax returns that still need to be filed or getting audited or having issues with the IRS? Call Consumer Tax Connect today at 248-395-0079. That's 248-395-0079. Consumer Tax Connect, a tax service designed with you in mind.
We'll be right back.
What's up, fam? This is Pastor Mike Nimmers of the Thinking Out Loud Radio Show. And if you want to be inspired, if you want to be motivated, if you want to be uplifted, then you need to listen to the Thinking Out Loud Radio Show. We have great guests, great discussion, great interviews, and you're inspired and empowered all in the same show. That's why you need to listen to the Thinking Out Loud Radio Show every Tuesday at 8 p.m. on Blog Talk Radio. That's blogtalkradio.com/thinkingoutloudradio. And now you can listen to the show on WDPR 102.4 every Friday at 8 p.m. Stream the show at www.wdpr102.4.com. Or check out the podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Play Music, TuneIn, and now on iHeartRadio. It's the best alternative to whatever you're listening to, guaranteed.
Thinking Out Loud Radio Show, giving voice to issues that matter to you. Miss the Show, featuring Emmy Award-winning journalist and WXYZ news anchor, Carolyn Clifford.
Now, according to your bio, as a journalist, you've interviewed some very influential people throughout your career. I want you to tell our listeners, who has been your most memorable interview?
Catch it on Apple Podcasts, Google Play Music, TuneIn, iHeartRadio, and Spotify.
Well, bar none, my proudest moment was definitely going to the White House in Washington, D.C. and standing right in front of Barack Obama, former President Barack Obama. This particular case, I was invited to the White House to interview President Barack Obama. And I can't, he stands above any other interview that I've ever done. And even if I can't imagine anybody who would top that.
You're tuned in to the Thinking Out Loud Radio Show. Keep it locked, keep it locked, keep it locked.
Have you purchased Michael Nimmons' new book entitled Vision? It is definitely a bestseller in the making. This book is full of positive insights on vision from people like President Barack Obama, Nelson Mandela, and Dr. Miles Monroe. Michael Nimmons offers a riveting and thought-provoking perspective on how spiritual vision transcends both natural and mental vision and propels you to your place of destiny and purpose in God. It is definitely a must-have. Just $20 for hard copy and $3.99 in ebook format. Available online everywhere books are sold. Get your copy today.
Show.
Thinking Out Loud Radio Show, giving voice to issues that matter to you.
You're tuned in to the Thinking Out Loud Radio Show. Keep it locked, keep it locked, keep it locked.
All right, everybody, welcome back to a very, very special edition of the Thinking Out Loud Radio Show. Have a very good friend of mine on the show with us on tonight, and we're going to be talking about the Detroit Youth Choir. In fact, the whole show is dedicated to this choir. We've pretty much adopted. They've become our adopted choir for the Thinking Out Loud Radio Show. But we're very happy to have this gentleman on the line who has played a very intricate part in this choir's success. And I want to give him a proper introduction before we bring him on. He is the artistic director for the Detroit Youth Choir, also known as DYC in Detroit, Michigan. He succeeded Fleming J. Ivory, the founder of the organization, in 2001. He has conducted more than 100 youth from the Metro Detroit area and has created a platform for them to develop their skills in the performing arts. He and the DYC has performed throughout the United States and Canada. The organization was awarded the Spirit of Detroit Award and was nominated for the Sunday's Gospel Showcase 2015 Choir of the Year Award. DYC was also featured on WDIV's Local 4 News, PBS hit show Detroit Performs, and performed Light Up Detroit, a theme song written to inspire the citizens of Detroit. DYC is the official youth ambassador for the song. He was also recently recognized by the Michigan Chronicle with the prestigious Michigan Chronicle 40 Under 40 Award. I want you to give a warm Thinking Out Loud radio show welcome to my good friend and good friend of the show, artistic director for the Detroit Youth Choir, Mr. Anthony White. What's up, Anthony? How you doing, man?
Hey, what's up, Minister Michael Nimmons? How you doing?
I'm doing great, man. I'm doing great, doing great. And welcome to the Thinking Out Loud radio show. Tell us, Anthony, how did you get inspired to work with this great group of young people called the Detroit Youth Choir?
Well, my inspiration came from a choir from New York, actually Harlem, New York, the Boys Choir of Harlem. And I really started my music career with them and listening to them, and also taking inspiration from their director, the late Dr. Walter J. Turnbull. And from that grew my interest in helping young people and helping young people sing and sing the right way. Don't just get up in front of an audience and give them 50%, give them 100% every time. And this is our 24th season of the Detroit Youth Concert Choir. And, you know, we still carry that form of discipline and stage awareness that will carry us off into the future.
I know you guys are enjoying our interview with the artistic director of the Detroit Youth Choir, my good friend Anthony White. And we go back quite a ways, all the way back to elementary school days. I'm a little bit older than Anthony, just a little bit, just a tad bit older. But we both went to Greater Grace Temple Christian Academy back in the day, and we have a lot of history. And again, we are so godly proud of what Anthony has been doing with the Detroit Youth Choir. And they're just a remarkable group of young people. So I want you to tell our listeners, what kind of young people are a part of the Detroit Youth Choir?
Well, actually, our young people that's associated with our organization, they come from everywhere, all different high schools, all different middle schools, every different elementary school you can think of. We hold two auditions a year, and that's pretty much how we get our young people. And they have to audition, and they have to be able to, recognize pitch and do a little acting for us and a little dance. And then, you know, that's how we get our young people. And the thing about Detroit Youth Choir, we do not take, as they say, the cream of the crop. We take those that that have a desire and a love for the art of music, dance, and acting.
Wow. And what are the age, what's the age group for your choir members?
The age group for the Detroit Youth Concert Choir is ages 8 to 18. We will take some 7-year-olds if they are highly talented. But we normally want to start them at 8 years old so they can grow up into the organization.
Wow, I know you are enjoying our interview with Artistic Director for the Detroit Youth Choir, Anthony White. We're so happy to have him on the show with us on tonight. And as I said, we are dedicating this show to the Detroit Youth Choir. I think they are a great group of young people, and we've sort of adopted them as the choir for our show. You, I know you all hear the drops every now and then from the Detroit Youth Choir that came about as a result of a fundraising effort that took place last year. They were going to audition for America's Got Talent. And so I want Anthony to kind of give our listeners an update on what happened, the experience. Tell us about the audition for America's Got Talent.
Well, first of all, I want to thank you, Michael, for taking the interest in our group as we raise money to go to Cincinnati to audition for America's Got Talent. We were able to accomplish that goal. We raised actually beyond our asking fee, which was $5,500. We went beyond that, and we were able to take over 55 kids to Cincinnati. Now, the outcome was we made it to a certain round, and they told us that they'll give us an email or a call back. When we came back to the city, they gave us an email saying that you guys were a great group, but it's some things that we need to work on. So try next year, and that's what we are doing. We will be going back to America's Got Talent for the next season.
Wow. All right. All right. All right. Well, I am definitely looking forward. I'm sure our listeners are looking forward to you guys going back and, of course, representing the city of Detroit well there. Are the auditions in Cincinnati again, or they're in another place?
Actually, Michael, the auditions are here in Detroit, in the city of Detroit.
Wow. All right. When are the auditions?
I want to say it's in November, and we do not have to travel. And, you know, everything is right here in the city. It will be at Cobo Hall, and I just have to get some more logistics on that. But that's the gist of it right there.
Wow. All right. All right. So you let the cat out the bag. I'm sure there may be some people listening that might want to get on America's Got Talent as well. I think you might have you might have also given some other people a heads up on that audition coming up in November. America's Got Talent will be auditioning in Detroit. I'm sure they'll be letting the news media outlets know when that audition will be coming up. But we will be definitely looking forward to seeing the Detroit Youth Choir hopefully make it to that big stage on America's Got Talent.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. We will.
I want you to tell our listeners about some of your more proudest moments with the Detroit Youth Choir. You talked about it being the 24th season of the Detroit Youth Concert Choir. So how many of those years have you been with them? And then I want you to also tell us some of your more proudest, your prouder moments with Detroit Youth Choir.
Well, I've been with the organization for roughly 22 years. Some of my proudest moments with the organization is just seeing our young people represent the great city of Detroit in a manner that, you know, that they can come back and be proud of. When I see them sing certain songs, it brings a tear to my eye. When I see them actually execute what we rehearse, that makes me very proud. And receiving awards and accolades for my dedication to the young people, such as the 40 Under 40 Award from the Michigan Chronicle. That's one of my greatest accomplishments thus far. And we won the Texas Gospel Music of Excellence Award for Best Youth Choir in the category.
You're tuned in to the Thinking Out Loud Radio Show. Keep it locked, keep it locked, keep it locked.
The Bible says, where there is no vision, the people perish.
Hi, I'm Michael Nimmons, Executive Director of the Vision Initiative, a nonprofit organization designed to give young people a new vision for themselves through mentorship programs, job and skills training, empowerment sessions, and much more.
Help support the Vision Initiative by donating to this worthwhile cause. Just go to facebook.com/ The Vision Initiative and make a donation to assist in helping inner city and urban youth see themselves in a whole new way.
Listen to the Thinking Out Loud Radio Show, available on Apple Podcasts, Google Play Music, TuneIn, iHeartRadio, and now available on Spotify. Subscribe today.
Miss the Show, featuring Detroit City Council President and 13th Congressional District Candidate, The Honorable Miss Brenda Jones.
Before I let you go, Miss Jones, I just want you to say a few words about the importance of voting, not just for you, but to get out to vote in general.
Catch it on Apple iTunes, Google Play Music, TuneIn, iHeartRadio, and Spotify.
And so I talked about how people died for us to have that right to vote. I also just mentioned how in Ohio, if you don't vote for 2 years, you lose that right. And it is so important that people exercise that right to vote.
You're tuned in to the Thinking Out Loud Radio Show. Keep it locked, keep it locked, keep it locked.
Have you purchased Michael Nimmons' new book entitled Vision? It is definitely a bestseller in the making. Endorsed by presiding bishops, pastors, ministers, best-selling authors, and more. Listen to what Dr. Eddie Connor had to say. Vision is a riveting book filled with spiritual keys and pragmatic principles. The insights shared by Michael Nimmons will inspire you to manifest your vision to receive provision. As you read, you will be encouraged to embark on your own vision from within. Michael Nimmons offers a riveting and thought-provoking perspective on how spiritual vision transcends both natural and mental vision and propels you to your place of destiny and purpose in God. Available online everywhere books are sold. Get your copy today.
Stay tuned for more motivation, more inspiration, and more empowerment on the Thinking Out Loud Radio Show. Keep it locked.
I hope you are enjoying our interview with Artistic Director for the Detroit Youth Choir, Mr. Anthony White. Let's get back into this insightful and positive interview. We are so very happy to have you on the show. As I said in the introduction, we have a very special place in our heart for the Detroit Youth Choir They are truly the ambassadors of our city, and they make us look proud wherever they go. But we want to talk about a very important person. Thursday, August the 16th, we lost the Queen of Soul, Aretha Franklin. She made her transition, and our city and the world is still in mourning. Her voice and her music are being sung and have been sung for everybody. She has been an influence to so many. And Anthony, you sent us a video of the Detroit Youth Choir singing one of her more popular songs entitled Think. I want to share this song with our audience, and after the song finishes, then we'll come back and you can comment on this song and how Miss Aretha Franklin has influenced the Detroit Youth Choir. Take a listen. That was a tremendous rendition of that song. So, Anthony, I want you to tell our listeners how Aretha Franklin, the Queen of Soul, has influenced the Detroit Youth Choir.
The Queen of Soul, Aretha Franklin, has inspired me and my organization in so many ways. Our young people, a lot of our young people, is not familiar with her, so we had to kind of give them a brief lesson, a brief history, musical lesson about Aretha. But Aretha means so much to me in so many ways. In my upbringing, listening to her songs, watching her on TV, even when she sung for the president of the United States, our former president, Barack Obama, when she opened up his inauguration, I mean, it was just a heartfelt rendition of America the Beautiful. And I just want to say, you know, she will be missed here in the city of Detroit. She was truly a gem. And when we took on the responsibility of doing an arrangement of Think, you know, we just wanted to capture her essence within the song. And I was so honored to be able to teach our young people that, and the history of our beloved Aretha Franklin.
Absolutely, and I really enjoyed that rendition of Think. Are there any other Aretha Franklin songs that you guys have sung or know, or that you've taught the Detroit Youth Choir?
Well, coming up this season, which is the 2018-2019 season, we're going to dive deep into her musical archives, and we're going to pull out some great hits. In the past, we've done some legendary songs by Aretha as well. We've done Respect and Say a Little Prayer in some of our past shows. But this season coming up, we're going to dive more into Aretha Franklin, because she is truly a legend. And like I said, she will be missed.
And, of course, you guys have carrying the name of the city of Detroit, Detroit Youth Choir, We all know that Detroit is Motown. I mean, it is the reason why this city is on the map in many respects. I mean, you have artists like Michael Jackson, Stevie Wonder, the Jackson 5, the Temptations, Diana Ross, of course, Aretha Franklin, all came out of Motown. And so you guys carry that name, and you carry a lot of that history on your shoulders, I'm sure, as a choir and as ambassadors of our great city. I know you are enjoying our interview with Anthony White, Artistic Director for the Detroit Youth Choir. This is definitely a wonderful group of young people, and Anthony has sent us a ton of pictures and videos. We have posted on the Thinking Out Loud Facebook fan page, facebook.com/thinkingoutloudradioshow. You can go there to see pictures and get video and watch video of the Detroit Youth Choir. We really are proud of them. They are doing an excellent job of representing our great city wherever they go. Now, you mentioned receiving this prestigious award from the Michigan Chronicle. It's called the 40 Under 40 Award. Tell our listeners a little bit more about this recognition and how you were honored with that.
Yes, the Michigan Chronicle 40 Under 40 Award was really a shock to me, because I never won anything as big as that. You know, coincidentally, I was nominated for that award, and it was voted amongst the Michigan Chronicle elite. And I got the email, and they said that, congratulations, Mr. White, you are one of the winners. And to be in the same class as lawyers, doctors, let me see, J. Drew Sheard was one of the recipients, and the Trailblazer. Just to be on that level, it was a very, very proud moment of mine.
I can imagine that it was a tremendous recognition. Of course, all of your tireless efforts working with this tremendous youth choir, you said for 22 years, has now paid off for you in this very deserving recognition.
Yes, sir, it has.
You're listening to the Thinking Out Loud Radio Show with Pastor Michael Nimmons. Don't you dare touch that dial.
The Thinking Out Loud Radio Show, giving voice to issues that matter to you. Miss the Show, featuring CEO of Divinity Divine Magazine, Darylin Johnson.
Tell our listeners what it was like sitting on the couch with Bishop T.D. Jakes on the T.D. Jakes Show.
Catch it on Apple iTunes, Google Play Music, TuneIn, iHeartRadio, and Spotify.
And this all happened in one day. So I had 24 hours to get dressed, find a babysitter, pack, and I was on a plane to L.A. And then we were on to the set, and we came out, and I find out that I'm the star of the show. I was going to be used as the kind of like pitch for it all. So they considered me as the single woman who interviewed men prior to dating them. It was a great experience.
You're tuned in to the Thinking Out Loud Radio Show. Keep it locked, keep it locked, keep it locked.
it's their birthday, they need a gift for that special someone, then call KCN Designs and sit back and smile. KCN Designs specializes in custom-made all-occasion baskets that are sure to make that special someone smile. Call KCN Designs today at 248-820-3691. That's 248-820-3691 and order your custom basket today.
You're listening to the Thinking Out Loud Radio Show with Pastor Michael Nimmons. Don't you dare touch that dial.
This is Anthony White from the Detroit Youth Concert Choir, Artistic Director, and you're listening to the Thinking Out Loud Radio Show.
Thinking Out Loud Radio Show, giving voice to issues that matter to you.
Tax and bookkeeping service, then look no further than Consumer Tax Connect. This is a full-service preparation and bookkeeping service that prides itself on great customer service, professionalism, and getting results. Have tax returns that still need to be filed or getting audited or having issues with IRS, call Consumer Tax Connect today at 248-395-0079. That's 248-395-0079. Consumer Tax Connect, a tax service designed with you in mind.
Don't touch that dial. It's the Thinking Out Loud Radio Show. We'll be right back.
Have you purchased Michael Nimmons' new book entitled Vision? It is definitely a bestseller in the making. This book is full of positive insights on vision from people like President Barack Obama, Nelson Mandela, and Dr. Miles Monroe. Michael Nimmons offers a riveting and thought-provoking perspective on how spiritual vision transcends both natural and mental vision and propels you to your place of destiny and purpose in God. It is definitely a must-have. Just $20 for hard copy and $3.99 in ebook format. Available online everywhere books are sold. Get your copy today.
I know you enjoyed our interview with the Artistic Director for the Detroit Youth Choir, Mr. Anthony White. Let's hear the conclusion of this great interview. All right. I know you are enjoying our interview with Artistic Director for the Detroit Youth Choir, my good friend Anthony White. We're so happy to have him on the Think It Out Loud radio show with us on tonight. I want you to tell our listeners about some of the things that the Detroit Youth Choir has done. I mean, they have been performing for 24 years, and they've done some remarkable things in the city, and they've performed at some very prestigious venues. So tell our listeners about that.
Yes, the Detroit Youth Choir has traveled and toured. We haven't done the West Coast yet, but we pretty much covered the East Coast. And we also travel internationally over to Canada, Toronto. We have a sister choir in Toronto, the Toronto Children's Choir. And they bring us there sometimes, and we do concerts and shows. And DYC has also been featured in a documentary titled America's Musical Journey, narrated by Morgan Freeman. We just recently done that, and you know, it's nothing but stars and, you know, stars for these kids. They're the proud, they're the light, you know, of my life right now. So I'm just so happy to be a part of this.
Tell us about some of the places in the city that they've performed. They've been they perform at the Fox, right?
Yes, we've done Music Hall. We just recently performed at Aretha Franklin's Detroit Music Weekend. We opened for we was one of the opening acts for the Jacksons, and that was a great experience for our young people to actually hang around and watch the Jacksons.
Wow, the Jackson Five.
The Jackson Five without Michael, yes.
Oh, wow.
Tito, Jermaine, and Jackie, yes. And we were just fortunate enough to be chosen to be one of the choirs for that. So that's one of our biggest recent accomplishments. And we also performed at Cobo Hall, Tiger Stadium, in a few other venues here in the city, and also the new Little Caesars Arena.
Right. You guys just did something there recently. Well, last season.
Yep, last season we did the one of the season openers, preseason games. We opened up the game, and we did a rendition of Katy Perry's Roar. So that was a fun event right there.
And so the Detroit Youth Choir, you said they're celebrating their 24th season as a choir, a concert choir. Now, you also told me about some other events that you guys have coming up very soon that you want our listeners to be aware of. So what else? What are some things that the Detroit Youth Choir has coming up?
Well, I'm glad you asked. Actually, August 25th at Marygrove College, right in the city, right here in the city of Detroit. The address is 8425 West McNichols. We are having our auditions, and we are looking for young people. We really want to hit the 100 youth quota. So we're looking for all young people. Come on out between the ages of 8 and 18, August 25th, between 1 and 3 p.m. We are having our audition. There's a $5 audition fee, and the young people must prepare a song or a monologue or a dance of their choice. For more information, they may go to DetroitYouthChoir.org. And also, Michael, on Sunday, August 26th, we are having a second part to our auditions, but this one is for young people that's interested in acting and singing also, you know, again. So we have 2 days of auditions, and we are, for more information, they may go to our website and actually see the locations and everything. And I hope we get a lot of kids this year.
All right. So go to DetroitYouthChoir.org for more information about how you can audition to be a part of the Detroit Youth Choir. And it sounds like you guys are expanding from just singing now and going into acting?
Yes, sir. Yes, we're going into acting full force this season, but the requirement is the young people must sing and act. So, you know, we don't want them just to do one thing. We want them to be multi-talented.
All right. What inspired the acting piece?
We have an alumnus. His name is Daniel Valentine. He's one of our young people that went on to college, got his degree, and he came back to help me after college. And he is our theater director. So he wanted to take this to the next level. So now the world got to watch out for the actors coming to you, just like the choir.
Wow. Okay. All right. All right. I know you are enjoying our interview with creative artistic director for the Detroit Youth Choir, Mr. Anthony White. Again, we're very happy to have you on the Thinking Out Loud radio show, and just truly appreciate you being on and telling us about the choir and some of the things that they've done and some of the things that they have coming up. And as we get ready to wrap this interview, I just want you to remind our listeners about the auditions that's coming up this coming Saturday and Sunday, right?
Yes.
Saturday and Sunday. Remind them about that, how they can get more information about the auditions, and how they can follow the Detroit Youth Choir.
Okay, once again, we are having auditions Saturday at Marygrove College Theater. The time is 1 to 3 p.m., August 25th, and we just looking for young people between the ages of 8 and 18. Come on out and show us what you got. Sunday, ages 10 to 18 for the acting auditions, but also with the acting auditions, we will still love to hear their singing voice. That's going to be at Rosedale Baptist Church, which is 14179 Evergreen. And that time is 2 to 5 on Sunday, August 26th. And there's a $5 audition fee for the young people that come out. And, you know, we just can't wait to see them. We want to see some new kids coming through.
Absolutely. I think that is such a worthwhile. This is such a worthwhile organization. And I encourage all those parents that are listening to us on tonight to make sure that you take advantage of this great opportunity to have your child audition to be a part of this great group of young people. Anthony, I want to thank you, man, for being on the Thinking Out Loud radio show with us on tonight. We truly, truly appreciate it.
Yes, sir. I appreciate you too, Michael. Thanks for supporting us. And thank you for being a big, big supporter of our organization.
Absolutely. I'm always a proponent of youth. I have always been a proponent of young people, a supporter of young people for as long as I can remember, and I will continue to be, because they're not just our future. I believe they are our now. You know, we always look at them as being our next, but our young people really are our now. We need them now. And so we need more organizations like yours that are doing positive things in the community, and we truly, truly appreciate that. We wish you guys nothing but success. Be sure to keep us posted on what you guys have coming up. And again, be sure, those that are listening, to go out to our Facebook fan page, check out their videos and check out the pictures. They're doing some great things in the city, and not just in the city, as Anthony said, they're doing things internationally, even over in Canada. And we, you know, I just know, as I always say, the best is definitely yet to come. God bless you, man.
God bless you, Michael.
It's the Thinking Out Loud radio show. We'll be right back.
Stay tuned for more motivation, more inspiration, and more empowerment on the Thinking Out Loud radio show. Keep it locked.
Miss the show where we talked church hurt with international evangelist, author, and worship leader, Elder Aaron Porter?
This controversial topic of church hurt, I want to put this disclaimer out there. We're not talking about it from a position of perfection or a position of judgment or condemnation, but we are approaching this subject with great humility, sincerity.
Catch it on Apple Podcasts, Google Play Music, TuneIn, iHeartRadio, and now available on Spotify.
Just to piggyback off that, and I would say this, the grace that we extend to ourselves while God is working on us is the same grace we must extend to others while God is working on them.
You're tuned in to the Thinking Out Loud Radio Show. Keep it locked, keep it locked, keep it locked.
Got the munchies? Call
Munchies!
If you worked all day, need a break? Call
Munchies!
Having a party for the big game? Call
Munchies!
If you want some off-water pizza and wings? Call
Munchies!
Call 248-476-7272, located at 34527 Grand River in Farmington.
When you have the munchies, call Munchies!
Enjoy the show? Leave a comment on the Thinking Out Loud Facebook fan page. Go to
facebook.com/Thinking Out Loud Radio Show.
Share the episode. Subscribe to the podcast. Facebook about it, tweet about it, Instagram about it. Make the show a part of your weekly routine.
Tuesdays from 8 to 9 p.m. on Blog Talk Radio.
The Thinking Out Loud Radio Show, giving voice to issues that matter to you.
This is Michael Eric Dyson, and when I'm in Detroit, I listen to the Thinking Out Loud Radio Show, dropping that knowledge, giving that inspiration, giving us that enlightenment. Nobody does it like Brother Michael does it. Do your thing. Holla. Peace.
The Thinking Out Loud Radio Show, giving voice to issues that matter to you.
Listen to the Thinking Out Loud Radio Show, available on Apple Podcasts, Google Play Music, TuneIn, iHeartRadio, and now available on Spotify. Subscribe today.
You're tuned in to the Thinking Out Loud Radio Show. Keep it locked, keep it locked, keep it locked. It's time for the Thinking Out Loud Radio Show Thought of the Week.
The Queen of Soul's recent death, it's got me thinking about an interesting concept called the dash. We talk a bit about it in our book Vision in a couple different ways, because it's what's called a double entendre, which simply means a word or phrase that has a dual meaning. The question of life and death comes into play because the first meaning of this word is literally taken from quote unquote the dash. The dash located between the birth and the death date of anyone that is passed on. This dash is significant because it represents the time in between your birth date and your death date. And Aretha Franklin's death has really got me focusing more on what am I doing with my time in between. Am I looking to make a difference? Or am I satisfied just watching life pass me by? Am I pursuing my vision and dreams, or are they still just dreams and visions that I haven't yet pursued? Am I looking to step up to the challenge of the day, or are you comfortable staying right where you are? Your birth date and your death date are dates that you and I cannot change. We've absolutely nothing to do with those dates at all, but the one thing that we can control is what happens with the dash in the middle. The second meaning of these two words, the dash, can be looked at as a proverbial race that the Apostle Paul said is not given to the swift nor the strong, but is given to the one that can endure until the end. I remember in grade school during gym, the teacher would have us run the 100 meter dash, and the winner of this race would be based on who got to the finish line first. But not in this spiritual race that we have to run. It's where the end is not up to you or I. It's also a race where the beginning we have very little to do with as well. Our only obligation in this race is to keep moving until you get to the end. Notice I said keep moving instead of keep running, because the scripture said the race isn't given to the swift, which is who some might feel is most deserving of it. Because of their speed, they were able to get there first. But quite to the contrary, the merits of this spiritual race is not based on how fast you run, but how durable and how strong you are. How much can you handle? How long can you last? How strong are you? This race is solely based on how much and how long you can endure. So in essence, while the dash itself might have a double meaning, it seems that both meanings are co-joined and together make a very powerful point about life. The dash between your birth date and your death date is a symbolic reminder of the time we have on this earth to live the life that was given to us by God. And how we live this life can be characterized as a metaphoric use of these two words, the dash. Life is not a mad dash to the finish line, but more like a marathon of peaks and valleys. What's true of a marathon is less about speed and more about endurance. Having endurance speaks to the hurdles and obstacles you will find along the way. But with each hurdle is a lesson. With each obstacle is a test. A test of one's faith, a test of endurance to ensure that we make it to the end. The bottom line is very simple. Cherish the life you've been given, because no one knows when their time will be up. The dash is a reminder of the fragility of life and the reality of death. So we must live each day as if it were our last and cherish every moment. I'm reminded of the words of a great man who surmised about the innumerable value of life when he said, "The past is history, the future is a mystery, but today is a gift. That's why they call it the present." You enjoyed tonight's show as we paid tribute to the incredible, incomparable Miss Aretha Franklin with her interview with my wife, Tiffany Nimmons, and our interview with the artistic director of the Detroit Youth Choir, Anthony White. Aretha Franklin has influenced so many artists nationally and even locally. Remember, if you're a youth and you're interested in auditioning to be a part of this great choir, you can audition on this coming Saturday, August 25th from 1 to 3 p.m. at the Mary Grove Theater, which is located at 8425 West McNichols Road, 48221. And on Sunday, August the 26th from 2 to 5 p.m. at Rosedale Park Baptist Church, located at 14179 Evergreen Road, Detroit, Michigan. For more information, just go to their website, www.detroityouthchoir.org. That's www.detroityouthchoir.org. That's www.detroityouthchoir.org. Next week, we have another great show in store for you. So be sure to tune in next week, and I guarantee it will be a show you don't want to miss. And thank you again for tuning in this week and every week for that matter. We hope you enjoy tonight's show. And as always, until next time, always remember, if you think it, you can believe it. If you believe it, you can see it. If you can see it, then you can be it. If you can be it, then you can achieve it. The power rests within you. The mind is the most powerful muscle in your body. Use what you got to get what you want. The power is in you. It's the Thinking Out Loud radio show. Thanks for listening.
Thank you for listening to the Thinking Out Loud radio show podcast. Be sure to support all of our show sponsors. If you like the show, subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, Google Play Music, or TuneIn. Want to book Michael Nimmons for a speaking engagement, book signing, or corporate event? Send an email to contact@michaelnimmons.org. Be sure to follow the show on all of his social media accounts on Twitter at TOL Radio Show, on Instagram at The TOL Radio Show, and on our Facebook fan page at facebook.com/Thinking Out Loud Radio. Are you an entrepreneur and want to advertise? Become a Thinking Out Loud Radio Show partner. Send an email to thinkingoutloudradioshow@gmail.com. We have some affordable advertising packages just for you. The Thinking Out Loud radio show, giving voice to issues that matter to you.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+ terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.